You're listening to Progressive Talk 1260.
The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed do not represent the views of management or Red Zebra Broadcasting.
Hi, welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on Progressive Talk AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the next hour. And I'm reminding you that we're here every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m., and we will cover a wide range of subjects on health, diet, nutrition, lifestyle, and exercise. And sometimes we try to have fun doing it. Now, during this hour, what we are going to cover, we will be interviewing our guest, Dr. Veronica Hayduk, who is a naturopathic physician. And she will cover natural approaches to skin disorders, and we can cover other topics if she has time to cover them. She has a lot of information, and I think you'll benefit from hearing what she has to say. For the first segment, we're going to talk about going to the doctor and getting the most out of your visit. This is something that I talk to my patients about quite a bit, and something that I find many people are not prepared when they go into the doctor. And as you may know, you may have 5 to 11 minutes of actual face time to communicate with your physician. And to do that, you've got to be organized. And that organization, it really starts months before, not just the night before or a few minutes before. Number one, keep a notebook with sections, just like your kids have for school, something that you can punch holes in. And the first section should be the place where you keep the list of questions that you want to ask at different doctor's appointments. One list of questions for each type of specialist you see. Now, you may be asking the same question to many specialists, but that is the list that you're going to present to the physician. And what I have found is that doctors like to answer your questions. And if they're in writing and the typing is well spaced, easy to read, so that they can read it quickly and easily, then you'll get the most out of the visit. Do not put a lot of detail into the question. If you have to insert details, insert it in a bullet point format. If you're talking about a symptom you have, when it started, how long it's been going on, how severe it is. Never, ever give a lot of extraneous details. You'll lose the focus of the person that you're trying to speak with. In other words, instead of saying, well, it was somewhere, you know, last week in the middle of a party, and my husband was talking to me, and my friend came up, and I got this pain in my side. That gets lost. Be succinct. Be a detective. Facts only. Remember the old detective shows, just the facts, ma'am, just the facts. That's what you want to give, just the facts. Last Saturday at 8 o'clock p.m. when I was eating such and such, I got a severe pain on the left side. It lasted for 2 days. I got nauseous. I vomited. Whatever are the facts, that's what the doctor needs to know. Timing. And this is important when the doctor is taking a history. The same thing holds true. Well, I had mono. When did you have it? Well, it was about the time I was in college. Maybe freshman, maybe senior. I was 19 years old. I had it. I was sick for 3 months, and I've never felt the same since. These are the important things that you need to focus on when you are trying to get as much out of your appointment. So that list of questions is something that you can go into your notebook or on your computer where you keep your to-do list. Keep that list of questions. Transfer it to a single page with only questions. The next thing that you hand in to the doctor, and you can hand this first and second page that we're talking about to the nurse when she takes your vitals. That's the important time to do it. So it's there, but keep an extra copy in case it doesn't get into the chart, so that you can hand it to the practitioner. So the second one is a one-page summary of your medical history. No sentences, not a lot of extraneous information, again, just the data, and you're going to have to find a way to keep this to one page. We divide it up, your name, your address, your phone number, social security, insurance info at the top, done in pretty small type, just so it identifies you. Your first segment, and by the way, all I do is take a Word document, open up tables, and put a table on here. And there's three segments. This first part says current health status. That's where you want to list the most important things about your health. And some of these you may not have a question. You may have hypothyroidism, be on thyroid medication, but you don't have a lot of questions about it. You're stable. So this is different than the questions that you want answered at that visit by your physician. So it's your current health status. The next column is onset, and the next column is comment, whatever comment you have to make about that particular problem. And these should all be on one single line, each item on one single line or one row if you're making columns and rows with a table. The next one is previous medical history. So this is backing up what occurred in the past. And again, be succinct. And it can include surgeries that you've had. Again, three columns, previous medical history, date, and comments. Then the next one is medications and nutritional supplements. Two columns, the list and the dose and frequency. And that should be very easy. If it is an extensive list, put C attached and have an entire separate list of medications and supplements. Some of the patients I see actually take about 20 medications. So that would deserve an addendum or an attachment to this list. Medication reactions, extremely important. And you may want to highlight this in yellow. Every medical office really wants to document what allergic reactions you have. And you should also include things like latex on this. And there are two columns, medical reactions, and the other column is allergies and intolerances. And this would include, are you allergic to foods? Is latex a problem for you? Anything that you've had a reaction to, inhalants, grass, trees, pollens, molds, chemicals. Are you sensitive to gas fumes? Are you sensitive to paint? That needs to be there. The last section is family health conditions and which family members are involved. So instead of writing cancer three times, you can write cancer and then mother, colon, father, bladder, et cetera, et cetera. And it's usually good to indicate if the family member died from that cancer and how old they were when they died. So that's the list that you walk in with, the two lists actually, and the addendum if you need it. Then in your notebook, in another segment, keep this for yourself, your list of providers, who they are, what their specialty is, the address information, and every visit you have. And this has four columns, the date, the doctor or the practitioner you saw, the findings at that visit, and your comments, or plan of action. In other words, what was recommended. That way, if the doctor says, when was your last complete physical? When did you see the gynecologist? How long has it been since you've had a DEXA scan or an EKG? You can look at that quickly. And the last segment is keeping copies of your tests. The most recent test should be on top. And you must keep all of them. You should ask for them. Everyone has the right to their tests. Do not trust that you can remember what tests you had and which doctor and that you can get them quickly. This is your responsibility as a patient. And I learned this from the military. They carry their charts with them, and they are the most prepared patients that you can possibly work with. So make the visit efficient. In the beginning, with the person that interviews you or the front desk individual, ask the billing questions and insurance questions. Get that solved. Don't go into a great deal of detail. When they take your vitals, hand the information in. Fill out the doctor's form, but attach the information we just talked about. And do not, upon departure, ask the doorknob question, which as many people as they're going out say, oh, by the way, I've been experiencing, and it's a symptom that is important, and you've lost the opportunity. So the most important thing should be on the agenda first. Those are my tidbits. I will give you more in different shows. We'll talk more about going to healthcare professionals and how to get the most out of your visit. But right now, we're going to take a break. This is Dana Lake with the Essentials of Healthy Living on Progressive Talk AM 1260. Stay with us. We will be talking about natural approaches to skin conditions.
Progressive Talk 1260.
Taking a calcium supplement may not prevent bone loss. That's because calcium by itself is not enough. Don't take chances. Take Pathway Bone Guardian. This unique formulation contains a superior form of calcium called calcium hydroxybutyrate, plus magnesium, vitamin D, zinc, and other supplements. Mention this show and you'll get 30% off your purchase of Bone Guardian. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5414 West Cedar Lane or call them at 301-530-0800.
Question. How's your back? Your knees?
Ow.
Your neck? Bigger question. How are you responding to inflammation? In the past, there weren't many natural options for managing inflammation in a healthy manner. But now there's Zyflamen from New Chapter, the number one selling all-natural herbal formulation for inflammation. Zyflamend is a patented herbal therapeutic that leverages the natural inflammation modulating properties of traditional herbs like turmeric, ginger, and holy basil. Zyflamend is clinically tested, doctor recommended, and is now being studied by many of America's leading medical institutions. So the next time somebody asks, how's your back? Just answer Zyflamend, the number one selling all-natural herbal formulation for inflammation.
Overwhelmed, overstressed, overworked, overeating, overindulging. Tis the season to overdo. Protect yourself and your family with TwinLab Immunity Booster, Multivitamins, and Stress B Complex. TwinLab vitamins and minerals can help your family stay healthy, even when they're not acting healthy. Protect your family with TwinLab, the most trusted name in vitamins. TwinLab vitamins are available at all Better Health and Natural Food stores.
You're listening to Progressive Talk 1260.
Hello, welcome back, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the evening. And I want to remind you that we have a very exciting guest. I think she's exciting to listen to. It's Dr. Veronica Hadick, and she is licensed and board certified in primary care and naturopathic medicine, and she's going to tell us a little bit about naturopathic medicine and what she does. She also has extensive expertise, including specialization in biology, microbiology, and chemistry. Her residency was completed in environmental medicine, and for those of you that are chemically sensitive, you understand the importance of environmental medicine. And she's collaborated with the National Institutes of Health in the biophysiology and neuroendocrinology department. She's also teamed up with somebody that you will recognize the name of, Andrew Weil. She teamed up with Andrew Weil on some projects at the Integrative Medicine Department located in Tucson, Arizona. And in Arizona, Dr. Hadick trained with the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, and they utilize a patient-specific blend of allopathic, which some people call traditional, and complementary medicine to treat cancer patients. And they do exciting work. So she has a breadth of expertise, and we are delighted to have her share some of her wisdom and experience with us. Welcome to the show, Dr. Hadick.
Well, thank you, Dana. I sure do appreciate being here this evening.
And we're happy to have you. First, let's talk about naturopathic medicine and bring everybody up to speed on what it is.
Sure. I'm sure Dr. Pizzero, also a naturopath affiliated with the Village Green Apothecary, has shared some of it. But essentially, naturopathic medicine is very similar to traditional medicine in the fact that we're trained very similarly, except that we focus on the patient and ask lots of questions like why. For instance, why would one have high blood pressure? Or for the topic tonight, why would one have acne or psoriasis? What's the body really trying to say that we can get to? And by asking lots of different questions, we arrive at that by using very safe and gentle therapies, which I'm sure many of your listeners are at least aware of, herbs, supplements, even good old-fashioned talking things through to get people in the direction that they want to go. So it's not a new way of medicine. It's actually a return to the way medicine used to be. And I always get tickled a little bit with folks when I suggest certain herbs or teas or things. And they're like, oh, yeah, my grandmother used to have me do that. Or, oh, sure, I remember doing that when I was a little girl, things like that. So oftentimes it's not very new. It's just a return to what works.
It's new but old again.
Right, exactly. Like some of the vintage clothes that I see coming back.
Well, I think what's important to emphasize here for people, we talked about the typical physician's visit, and we talked about 5 to 11 minutes. And I know Kevin spends a long time with his patients, as I do, especially in that first visit. Tell us how long you typically spend with a patient in the first visit.
The first visit is typically about 2 hours long. And most folks are aghast at spending that much time with the doctor. But really, it's the first hour on what are your different concerns. And since everything's connected, there's a lot of questions that I need to ask and ascertain. And the second half of that is, with that information in mind, what are we going to do about it? So that's when the treatment would come on board, or at least start looking into more of a positive direction. So yes, you are with me and other naturopathic physicians for a lot longer than perhaps your primary.
And patients love it. I'm like you. I'm with them two and a half hours for that first visit. And I always say, if we don't need it, then we certainly won't charge for it. And I have found that they are shocked how fast the time goes by.
Me too. They're always amazed. It's like, wow, it's been that long already. Now, if I'm meeting with like a little girl who perhaps is 4 and has eczema, we're not there for 2 hours.
Yes. Yes. Some things are very simple.
Right.
Well, let's talk about skin conditions and some of the natural approaches. Let's begin that, and we'll spend a couple segments on it. And if you have some other favorite conditions that you want to bring in or favorite topics, we'll do that too. So let's begin with the skin.
Sure, I could chat about skin for many hours that we have in the day. And what I think is interesting with the natural approach is really looking from the inside out. A lot of dermatologists and other doctors are trained from the outside in, meaning using topicals or other different ointments and creams and things to sort of suppress it or drive it into the body. And as I'm sure you know, the body hates it when we suppress it with cortisone or other creams and steroids and things like that. It usually comes back in an angrier form some other different
way. Sure does.
And I'm sure you've seen it often that when the little kids have eczema, their good parents go out there and they put steroids on it, and then it goes away, they think, and then wouldn't you be surprised a couple years later they now have asthma or something else is sinister. So when I first meet with someone, that's what I really have to kind of untrain their ears to think about. You got to do it from the inside out by looking at the digestion, by looking at the different foods that you're eating and what you're exposing your body to, what environment is, what kind of chemicals, what's going on. And a big component to that is, what is your stress level like? What is really going on in your world that could be contributing to, let's say, acne or even more chronic conditions like psoriasis or eczema or really what have you? And I don't necessarily care what the label is, because we're going to sort of treat all of it very similarly by paying detailed attention to what are you eating? What kind of foods could be bothering with this? Are you getting enough nutrients? As you know, we can't always get everything from our foods. All organic means is no insecticides or pesticides, not necessarily that the farmers cared about fortifying their soils to make sure that we have enough of the minerals and nutrients that we need in our foods. So I always pay attention to that first to make sure that's tip-top when it comes to any skin care. And then, yes, topical things are important because everybody wants relief now because it's just the world that we live in. I make sure that the topical things, at least for acne and psoriasis, aren't, you know, really chemically laden with parabens or who knows what else could be there contributing to those things. So really cleaning that up, too, should it need to be done, making sure that it's as pure as possible.
And that is absolutely significant, because so many of the creams that are used topically have as a side effect a component that is a skin irritant.
Yes.
as compared to the natural ones. And I liked what you said about the similarity of conditions, that whether it's eczema, dermatitis, acne, psoriasis, what we're dealing with is poor epithelial integrity and poor detox in the body.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Or just not enough of the nutrients that we need for the body to hum.
Exactly. Let's run over some of the nutrients that are important for skin.
The biggest one that I find, and as I'm sure you would agree with your own practice, is the deficiency of essential fatty acids. We as Americans just do not get enough of them, and we cannot eat enough salmon, and I don't even want people eating that amount of salmon or tuna to think that they're getting the essential fatty acids that they need. So everybody, really, for me, no matter what your concern is, we're going on some essential fatty acids first, because every cell in our body is made from them. So if you're not eating them, then what are your cells made of? And since the skin has a rapid turnover, we need to make sure that those cells and that integrity of that are tip-top, which is why essential fatty acids, also known as omega-3s, and we have sixes and nines, but we get plenty of those in our diet with foods and certain meats and olive oil. So it's really the three.
Yes.
Right. So that's found in fish oils, like high-quality fish oils, or to some extent walnuts. And it's just, for me, it's one of those things that kind of comes down to cheap insurance. And I think about a fish oil supplement for most days of your life, especially when we're talking about skin, there's really no excuses on not having that.
It's amazing to me, and I'm sure you feel the same way, that in the specialty of dermatology, there is almost no attention to what makes the skin healthy. It's all in symptom suppression.
Absolutely.
And yet patient after patient after patient with these skin conditions clears up. And it's not a miracle. It looks like a miracle to some of the patients.
Sure.
It's just logical.
Right. And a lot of patients tell me that their doctors say there is no connection to the foods that they're eating, that there really is nothing there. And I just couldn't disagree more. So absolutely making sure fish oils are on there. And then for most folks, a good multivitamin is important too, especially one that has a fair amount of vitamin A, and zinc goes with vitamin A as well, to making sure that there's enough there. There's a little caveat with women and vitamin A, so I really have to work with them in particular to see what the dosage would be, so I wouldn't want any of your listeners running out there and getting crazy amounts of vitamin A, but it is important because the skin likes it. Certainly our liver likes it as well, and that's really at the root of getting to skin things, because it's the liver and is making and breaking down our hormones and detoxifying. And if it's clogged or burned, and again, this is nothing that ever shows up on a blood test. This is just merely a naturopathic thought. But it's really important. Once you get some of your junk out, then the skin clears up and it does much better.
Yeah, that the A in zinc is important. And with the omega-3, that's why we sometimes use the cod liver oil, which gives the D as well.
Sure, for some that's important. I'm always a little cautious on the sources of where the cod liver is coming from.
Yes, it's got to be purified.
Absolutely, without the hexanes and benzenes and other things that perhaps some companies may use to cut a corner there to make their products. So that's important, too, to really making sure that it's the right one, which is often sometimes why I just use the plain fish oil, leave the cod liver alone, because too much A and D can have its own delirious effects. We wouldn't want that.
Certainly. Certainly. So we've got at least the magic group there, the omega-3, the A, zinc, and D. And what we'll do in the next segment is we'll definitely talk about some of the foods that can aggravate and also heal skin conditions. And I hope you can cover a little bit more about psoriasis. So I just want to remind our listeners that we're talking with Dr. Veronica Hadick, who is a naturopathic medicine doctor, and she has described to us very elegantly about naturopathic physicians and being doctors who listen. She takes the time, as she told us, her first visit is 2 hours, and we're impressed with that. So we're going to take a little break, and I hope you'll stay with us, and when we come back, we'll talk more about skin health, foods, and other aspects of natural healing. This is Dana Lake with the Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be back.
Progressive Talk 1260.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
You're listening to Progressive Talk 1260.
Progressive Talk 1260.
Taking a calcium supplement may not prevent bone loss. That's because calcium by itself is not enough. Don't take chances. Take Pathway Bone Guardian. This unique formulation contains a superior form of calcium called calcium hydroxybutyrate, plus magnesium, vitamin D, zinc, and other supplements. Mention this show and you'll get 30% off your purchase of Bone Guardian. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5414 West Cedar Lane or call them at 301-530-0800.
Welcome back, listeners. You're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by Village Green Apothecary, and I'm Dana Lake, your host for the evening. We've been having an interesting discussion with Dr. Veronica Hadick, who's a licensed and board-certified primary care and naturopathic doctor. And she received her doctorate in naturopathic medicine from the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine and Health Sciences and graduated cum laude from the University of Arizona with a dual bachelor's degree. And she has specializations in biology, microbiology, and chemistry. So we have a very educated naturopathic doctor with excellent experience. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you.
Well, we were talking about skin health, and I loved your statement, the inside out, instead of suppressing from the outside in. What else can we talk about with regard to foods and detox and anything to do with the skin?
Well, I think, again, let's go return back to the liver and helping it metabolize and detox a little bit better. And I like to do things the easy way with foods, if you will, and real high quality organic ones are important too. So of course avoiding certain foods is important too, but I think most people know that fried and fatty foods and things full of sugar probably aren't the healthiest, so they're also not the healthiest for our skin. So I'd like to focus on foods that in particular your liver likes to use for detoxing. And the number one way or one of foods that I think a lot of people are already doing already, so this is great, is by eating more lemon or by putting lemon in foods or things of that nature. The lemon, in particular for the liver, just helps get out some of its toxins that much easier. It's also alkalizing, and there's a lot of buzz about acid and alkalizing foods and getting your body more alkaline. When a body's more alkaline, you're healthier. Things like cancer and other different chronic diseases can't really live there. Certainly skin concerns like psoriasis, which is an autoimmune process, if you will, and by eating more foods such as lemon can help all of that work much better. So I know it sounds a little odd how something so acid can be alkaline, but it really is, and that has to do with how electrons move across. It's complicated through that way, but it's simple enough. If you like lemon, eat more lemon. Also eating more of the cruciferous vegetables like cabbage and broccoli and Brussels sprouts also are high in sulfur, which your liver likes for detoxifying. And then green tea certainly is quite the buzz. And if you're already a fan of green tea, then drinking more of it would also be helpful, or there are capsules available too. It's a supreme antioxidant, and it's pretty tasty as well, and certainly add some lemon to it. You've got the 1-2 punch for when it comes to
perfect.
Help it get the junk out of the liver.
That's perfect.
And then I actually have a whole handout, and I share with my patients on a first visit saying, I know you're eating some of these foods already. I just want you to eat more of them. So that's where the onions and the garlic and the artichokes and some of those things come into play.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And more greens.
And more greens, absolutely. And cook those darn greens. So, sure.
So do you also recommend some of the organic green powders for those who might be short on their vegetable intake?
Absolutely, and there's lots of different greens powders out there. It's finding one that's tasty that can be the trick. But yes, concentrated fruits and vegetables already there. Couldn't be any easier, especially in the morning. And that's certainly a formula that I use when it comes to I'm so tired and so fatigued. Not quite our topic of this evening, but powdered greens seem to do fabulous for our fatigue.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the problem foods and the effect that they can have on skin. I know routinely we've been told, which is what we actually do not observe, that foods don't have anything to do with skin conditions. But I know you know that, and I know it, and our patients know it. So let's talk about the foods that can be a problem.
Well, it's probably the biggies when it comes to wheat and for dairy. For a lot of folks, they just can't absorb that very well. In particular, it's wheat, and anyone who's made bread will know when you add flour and water together, it makes this really hard, sticky paste, and the same thing can happen on the inside of our intestines and prevent us from absorbing our nutrients. So really looking into wheat as a possible trigger for some of the skin things, and dairy as well. We've certainly messed with our cows, so anybody consuming dairy should absolutely be organic. And then paying close attention. I kind of like to do a food allergy test just to see, because it's not always that easy, Dana. It could certainly be something one would never think of, and looking into seeing what are your real big keys and triggers going on, because it could be kidney beans, it could be asparagus, it could be very healthy foods that could be contributing to some of the skin thing. But in the meantime, for many, it's paying attention to, like, using a diet diary, perhaps, looking into the foods that you eat and whether lesions are showing or clearing, maybe even doing a hypoallergenic diet and looking into those things. Other foods that I see that could be issues are red meat or beef can be a challenge because it's so pro-inflammatory. So is a lot of sugar. So it's already what our moms and dads told us to really be avoiding are oftentimes problematic. And for some, which I've heard before, can be chocolate, but I think it's the sugar component that could be an issue, and that just interferes with how our intestines absorb our foods. Too much sugar, the body may perceive it as sort of a poison, and it has to work harder to get rid of it as if we, you know, had wine or any kind of alcohol. For many, sugar is that big of an issue. It's putting a burden on the liver, and that's just further adding to the problem. The body can't get rid of the toxins. It often throws it out to the skin, and wouldn't you know it, there's the acne, or there comes on the psoriasis or eczema or whatever the skin condition is. So it's not always that clear.
And it's very easy for people to observe that. I know that some people do have problems with the chocolate, and I think the sugar is an issue. It could be the fact that it's milk chocolate, or it might be the chocolate itself. And actually, there was a study years ago to try to resolve this, and I thought it was pretty elegant. They took the foods that people said caused skin problems in the individual, and there's some of the foods that you mentioned, and they put them in capsules so that people didn't know what they were taking in. So there wasn't this prejudice as, uh-oh, I'm drinking milk, I'm going to break out. And they found that what patients had said bothered them did bother them when they took placebo versus the food in a capsule. And so I thought that was a pretty good study.
Yes, sounds great.
But unfortunately, people are told it doesn't matter. And I think what Adele Davis said for years, you are what you eat, just can't be denied. Any other product information with regard to skincare? Do you have some favorite products that you think are really helpful for people?
Going back again to the fish oil and really paying attention to a supplement of that, if that's the only thing folks do to change their skincare is that, and of course keeping well hydrated too, helping every route of detoxing available. As far as other specific products, I think if you were to ask someone knowledgeable in that area, they would be able to steer you in the right direction, at least when it comes to a very good multivitamin, meaning it should be in a capsule, powder, or liquid, and not a hard-pressed tablet. That certainly I spend quite a bit of time educating my folks on what a good multivitamin looks like. And again, the most expensive one is not always the best one, so it'd have to be a little bit of a sleuth there in determining it. Other specific, there are some great herbs as well that can certainly help clear up some skin issue. And, you know, things like gallium or cleavers, dandelion, even eating the dandelion greens can be very helpful. Yellow Dock is yet another one. And there's many companies that put those into liquids called tinctures or even into capsules or making the tea itself. And I guess I'm really old school there when I have folks drinking all of these teas.
Uh-huh.
But it's just something that they feel good about doing, and folks like to be in control of their own health care. So as much of that as they're willing to do, I'm willing to do, and I'm also working with those folks that are so busy that capsules just work easier for them, and then that's fine as well. There's lots of good companies out there, and as you know, there's some that really shouldn't be out there, and so it just takes a little bit of an eye to see which is, you know, more preferable over the other one.
Well, I'm sure you guide your patients as to which companies you favor and how to identify those.
And all of us have our own favorites, don't we?
Yes, we do. And actually, I think we could spend, and I might consider doing that, an entire show talking about how to identify what's common about good companies, what they do, how to find out about it.
Right, how to find out what out of the sea of multivitamins out of there, which is going to really be the right one for that person.
Right. What about some topical, natural topicals? Do you have favorite products with regard to moisturizers? What do you suggest?
Well, I usually start with what you're cleaning your skin with, and I'm a big fan of just plain glycerin soap, like the kind you can see through it.
Yes.
Or anything else with the least amount of ingredients in there is the one that you want, and I'm always aghast when folks come in from a dermatologist with this very harsh chemical, very drying of their skin. And oftentimes, dry skin is just rebound oily skin or the other way around.
Yes.
So it's not always that easy. So pure, plain glycerin soap, I start there. I also like witch hazel for many folks, or even hydrogen peroxide as a toner.
Uh-huh.
The nice thing about that is it makes the, if you have any blackheads, it turns them white. It reoxidizes them back. So that's another great thing, too. I also like to use plain old milk of magnesia as a mask for many folks that'll take the redness out. So they might still have their blemishes, but they're not going to be as noticeable. And when it comes to topical things, I do manufacture my own herbal salve because I couldn't find anything out there that I really liked. But when it comes to other topical things without parabens, things without a mile long worth of ingredients, or just plain jojoba oil or any other raw organic kind of company that you can see that's just pure, plain ingredients. Everything that you're putting on your face, since it's absorbed, you should be able to eat it. It shouldn't be these
well said
chemicals. It really shouldn't be. And that's certainly a good beginning.
Yes, it is. It is. And thank you very much for covering that. Any other tidbits about skin before we depart to some other subjects, or do you want to bring up some other conditions and natural approaches?
Well, I'm also a big fan of homeopathic remedies, and I don't think that naturopaths, we spend enough time doing them. It's a system of energy medicine, and the right remedy can do very amazing things for skin and quite quickly. I'm also a big fan of vitamin C because it's so important. We just don't get enough of it, and it's kind of a cheap and easy thing to do. So those things as well. I also do kooky things called castor oil packs.
Oh, yes.
You do those? I adore
yes.
them because it's $6 and a half an hour. I'm all for things that don't cost a fortune and that are easy to do, and I love it if the whole family does it because, truthfully, everybody needs to get their junk out, and castor oil packs are a great way of doing it. Essentially, it's just some castor oil on a white flannel or white cloth, put it over your liver, which lives on the right-hand side, just under your rib cage. Kind of let that soak in with a heating pad and a couple times a week. And I also like folks says we just don't spend enough time with ourselves and doing things that nurture ourselves. So that's a great time to kick up your feet. No news watching. There'll be no drama. And just enjoy whatever it is that you enjoy for 30 minutes. And oftentimes, that's all they really need to do is just focus on themselves and their skin thing clears up. We're all running around like crazy for what? When we slow things down and really pay attention to it, the body's trying to tell you the message. It's trying to do what it can to help, and we're just, our brains and our busy lives get in the way of it.
Well, the castor oil packs also, if we take a little extra and put on the feet with a sock, it's a wonderful hand and foot treatment. And it's wonderful for eczemas topically. It is messy, but if people just put, you know, some cotton pajamas or a cotton shirt on, it'll work very well. And for radiation burn, it is the one thing that can be put on those burns that does not sting and does heal. It's extremely soothing.
It is. And the great thing is that it's everywhere. You don't have to go to some specialty store to get it. And it's not one of those things, again, that's going to, you know, break your bank trying to get at. Some
yes.
of our medicine is just out of the reach for some people, unfortunately, but it doesn't have to be that way.
No, that's wonderful. Well, I can't believe we're at the end of this segment, and we have one more segment left. And I'm reminding our listeners that we've been talking to fascinating Dr. Veronica Hadick on natural medicines, and we will be back after this break, and we'll do some more discussions of natural cures with Dr. Hadick. Thank you. This is Dana Lake, The Essentials of Healthy Living. Stay with us.
You're listening to Progressive Talk 1260.
Overwhelmed, overstressed, overworked, overeating, overindulging. 'Tis the season to overdo. Protect yourself and your family with TwinLab Immunity Booster, Multivitamins, and Stress B Complex. TwinLab vitamins and minerals can help your family stay healthy, even when they're not acting healthy. Protect your family with TwinLab, the most trusted name in vitamins. TwinLab vitamins are available at all Better Health and Natural Food stores.
Help boost your immunity with ImmuniCore. It's a core immune support plus more. ImmuneCore is designed to help provide multidimensional support for immune function with three powerful core ingredients. ImmuneCore provides clinically demonstrated ultra-potent C, essential zinc, and health-enhancing mushrooms. This easy-to-use, science-based formula is ideal for long-term immune protection. Arm your patients with ImmuneCore today. These statements have not been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Taking a calcium supplement may not prevent bone loss. That's because calcium by itself is not enough. Don't take chances. Take Pathway Bone Guardian. This unique formulation contains a superior form of calcium called calcium hydroxybutyrate, plus magnesium, vitamin D, zinc, and other supplements. Mention this show and you'll get 30% off your purchase of Bone Guardian. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5414 West Cedar Lane or call them at 301-530-0800.
Question. How's your back? Your knees?
Ow.
Your neck? Bigger question. How are you responding to inflammation? In the past, there weren't many natural options for managing inflammation in a healthy manner. But now there's Zyflamend from New Chapter, the number one selling all-natural herbal formulation for inflammation. Zyflamend is a patented herbal therapeutic that leverages the natural inflammation modulating properties of traditional herbs like turmeric, ginger, and holy basil. Zyflamend is clinically tested, doctor recommended, and is now being studied by many of America's leading medical institutions. So the next time somebody asks, "How's your back?" just answer Zyflamend, the number one selling all-natural herbal formulation for inflammation.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. Acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy are available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
You're listening to Progressive Talk 1260.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the evening, and we're at the last segment talking with fascinating Veronica Hadick, who is licensed and board certified in primary care and naturopathic medicine. And we've been talking about natural cures and natural remedies. Welcome back, Dr. Hadick. We covered skin earlier on. And what would you like to talk about now? Let's go on from skin to some other condition that we can talk about the natural remedies.
Let's spend a minute, if we can, talking about the intestines and the importance of regulating through that, because I see it very often that folks who have acne or psoriasis truthfully are constipated. They're not going there twice a day as they should be, and the importance of regulating that system as well. So I am a fan of good quality probiotics, and again, when you're taking the fish oil, it applies to everything globally throughout the body as well as a good multi, and really spending a minute or two with whoever is helping you and making sure that everything's in good working order, especially if you've been on antibiotics for any acne or things like that, and really rebalancing all of that, and there's lots of ways to do it. And I think that's often a good start. Treat the gut first is what we were always taught in school, and it couldn't be any more from the truth. We did spend a minute with the liver, but again, our intestines are attached to that too, and really looking into that and making sure it's purring along quite well. So the easiest way I think of doing that is making sure that everyone's getting enough water, good quality water.
And good reminder.
Right, and the rule of thumb with that is half of your body weight of water in ounces. If you weigh 100 pounds, you should be getting somewhere near 50 ounces of water or herbal tea. And that's a nice thing because it sticks around with you a little bit longer and you're not in the bathroom nearly as much. The bladder does expand, and it will compensate for the extra volume of liquid that you're doing, so you should not be in the bathroom every couple of minutes, which I always hear people cry about. I'm going to be in the bathroom always. No, you're not. The first day or two, sure, but your body will get used to it, and you'll feel great. Again, all chronic diseases are from dehydration, so certainly you can look at the skin as one of those things. And, of course, we're all concerned about aging and wrinkles, and water is just so important for all of that.
Excellent, excellent. The magnesium, when you mentioned, which was new to me, and I was glad you mentioned it, the milk of magnesia mask for the skin. We also know magnesium internally is nature's house cleaner, and it will certainly correct constipation. People are usually magnesium deficient, not laxative deficient.
Right, and it's magnesium, and the form of it is very important. So it's not an oxide form, so O-X-I-T-E.
Right.
Shouldn't be anywhere near that.
Right.
So citrate, malate, aspartate, one of those forms, at least it'll be more absorbable for the body, and it's, you're right, not the laxative effect.
That's a good clinical pearl for people.
Yeah. Right.
Whatever, what other advice? We could pick your brain all day, and
well,
we
certainly could. Other advice when it comes to skin things, let's see, there could certainly be looking into how... I'm going to go back to the stress level, which I think is just so important, and really paying attention on if you're running, you know, crazy, burning things on both ends, and really examining that and how important is it, especially from the skin. Oftentimes when we're busy, we're not paying attention to our food choices, and we just make inferior choices because we say we just don't have the time for that, and the body does catch up.
So part of that stress is sleep as well.
And absolutely, good quality sleep is so important. I think even when we get into adulthood, we should still be 7, 8, if not 9 hours a night. And most people just think I'm talking crazy when I say we need that much. But our bodies heal at night. So one clinical pearl is to take your minerals at night, your vitamins during the day, because your bones are healing at night. If it's not getting the calcium and magnesium from a supplement or from your foods, which is so hard to do, then it's going to be taking it from your bones. And I know that's not our topic, but it's certainly something to think about. Just take your minerals at night. Calcium and magnesium is great for sleep. And oftentimes, if the gut's not working correctly, the liver's not, and folks are waking up between 1 and 3 o'clock in the morning, and it's just, you know, it's a Chinese medicine concept that that's when the liver is the most active between 1 and 3 in the morning. So yet another clue, you got to work on detoxing and getting your junk out.
Well, and a little bit more about sleep. What are some remedies, besides people increasing calcium and magnesium at night, do you have some other remedies for getting them to wind down and have restful sleep?
There are, of course, great herbs that many folks are familiar with, like kava kava, passion flower, chamomile, scutellaria, which is also known as skullcap. Also great for the skin, too. Many herbs have more than one action. I like tinctures, which are liquids. They seem to work a little bit better. Vervain is another one, about an hour or so before going to sleep. Yes, again, the calcium magnesium is often all people really need. And then since I am a fan of the energy medicine, I like Bach flower essences, and there's one called Rescue Sleep. And I like to try all of those things first before we start doing melatonin, or many might be familiar with 5-HTP, which is tryptophan, which is an amino acid, which helps the body make serotonin, and then that's like your happy hormone or neurotransmitter, excuse me, and all of that can certainly help with the sleep. But I like to do everything else that your body can always use, or energy forms of medicines which have no side effects, before we start interfering with hormones with the melatonin or the 5-HTP tryptophan product.
Well, that's good advice. Also exercise. Sweating is sure. Good for the skin.
Absolutely, or even saunas for some are really great. And many doctors have the violet ray. That's just a violet light, if you will, that can be useful for getting some of the redness out. There are many folks who use like foot baths, not the little pads on the bottom of the feet, but actually electromagnetic ionizing foot bath things that also help pull some of the toxins too, or just everyday detoxing with eating the vegetables that I mentioned, for eating lots of parsley, celery, those different things too, or tinctures of them. Spirulina and chlorella help purify the blood, and that's often an ingredient in those greens products that we talked about. There's more than one way to get where you're going when it comes to skin. It's just a matter of sitting down and really looking at those things, and then really looking at what foods could be aggravating all of it.
Tell us a little bit about your salve that you've made, what it contains and what it's good for.
The salve is an all-organic olive oil-based salve with jojoba in it. And I giggle and I say, it's so pure you can eat it. I don't even add essential oils to it like some other salves do. It is chocked full of all kinds of herbs that either I grow here or I get from local growers that I know personally. And it actually sits in a glass jar for 100 days. In Arizona, it was easier at 100-degree temperature out here, not necessarily, but it does sit in glass jars. It's wrapped in color foil so that just because there's so much healing power that can come from different colors and the intensities from it. And we're a little odd here, me and my staff. We go out there and we actually put our hands on it, and our own healing intention is actually driven into it, because I think it's important of certainly for prayer or for whatever your intention is for it to be transmitted to it. And then we, in glass jars, 2 ounces at a time of it, and used as a moisturizer or for bug bites or scratches or minor cuts or things like that. There is one also that has colloidal silver in it, which is an antimicrobial. And even colloidal silver by itself can also help take out some of the acnes that might be rampant with bacteria, and some folks have more of that than others. So that's, it's not in all of it. It's just in a certain subsect of the salve that we make that has it in there. So it's certainly a process when it comes to it, but I find that looking into all of those different things really does make a difference in the right salve, and not just hodgepodge throwing some things together. So the herbs that I choose are very specific for the detoxing action, and our skin, too, is the master detoxifier, and paying attention to that. And transdermally, those herbs are absorbed, so it's really helping everything, not just the skin.
Well, if some of our listeners are interested in obtaining the salve, how would they contact you?
I think the easiest is by phone, which is 301-395-9118, or on the website, which is second, S-E-C-O-N-D, naturehealth.com.
Secondnaturehealth.com.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for all this information, Dr. Hadick. We've enjoyed having you on the show, and I do hope we can do it again.
Absolutely looking forward to it. Thank you very much, Danny. I appreciate it.
Okay. Well, I hope you got all that wonderful information. I'll just encapsulate it that what you're looking for in healthy skin is hydrate, water, water, water. And what else? Lemon, greens like the broccoli, Brussels sprout, the cruciferous vegetables, cauliflower, lots of greens, onion, garlic, dandelion, parsley. And what else do we need? Exercise, sweating, sauna. Sweating cleans one out. The skin is a cleansing organ. And what foods to avoid? The dairy, wheat, and you've heard this before. How often do we talk about these foods as being problematic? Sugars, we've talked about that before. Fried foods, and of course, trans fatty acids, because they are antagonists to the essential fatty acids that Dr. Hadick talked about. Supplements, the omega-3s, A, zinc, D, and vitamin C because of its detoxability, and absolutely a good healthy multiple. That's always a baseline. We've talked about that. Topicals, glycerin soap, witch hazel as a toner, and castor oil packs, and a milk of magnesia mask. I think that was fascinating. So we covered a lot. I want to thank Dr. Hadick for being with us, and to our listeners, I'm glad that you join us. You can listen to archives of these shows on MyVillageGreen.com, and you can access any show that you would like to listen to, and you can go on MyVillageGreen.com and get a whole host of information. So you may have many friends and many numbers of colleagues and family, but you have only one body. Take care of it, and it will take care of you. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and good evening.